Federal News Radio has been taking a look at the federal employees nominated for the annual Service to America Medal. It's a prestigious career achievement award. And in today's SAMI segment, this federal employee led an initiative to engage young leaders from the Middle East and Africa to learn about American democracy. Andrew Rabins is the Special Advisor for Youth Engagement at the State Department's Bureau of Near East Affairs, and he joins us now. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Tom and Emily. Thank you so much for having me on the show this morning.
Of course. So tell us first about these young leaders from the Middle East that the State Department wants to reach out to. Who are they, and what can they provide for the State Department?
Sure. Well, we, over the last, actually for many years prior, there's been effort to really reach out to young people across the globe, but in particular, lately in the Middle East and in North Africa, and really to identify from top movers and shakers, leaders and influencers in politics, economics, the social sector, what are the real challenges and issues that are affecting young people in particular countries in the Middle East, North Africa, but also around the globe. And we've looked at this through kind of a model of interest-based youth engagement, the idea of really having our embassies, our fabulous staff at our embassies and consulates around the globe, understanding what makes young people tick, what are the issues that they're challenged with, and then seeing where those issues and interests overlap with where U.S. interests lie in a particular country, and then finding commonalities, common interests, and engagement opportunities to move forward on.
Now, the places you're operating in are hotbeds or could be for radicalization and jihadism and so forth. Is this a deliberate attempt to avoid that kind of development?
That's one aspect of it, is in certainly as more stability. I mean, we see a direct link between economic opportunity and political opportunity and stability and the potential to have alternative paths to any type of extremism. But that's just one very, very small piece of it. And in many countries, both in the Middle East and also around the globe, frankly, a big effort's on trying to provide more active voice and the opportunity for young people to get their voices heard in the larger context, to be able to have more economic opportunity, to be able to engage on a more global scale through new mediums, new technologies, you name it. So certainly one small issue, but there's a much larger youth engagement portfolio.
And when you started looking at and reaching out for these types of people in the Middle East and in North Africa, where did you find that they were really connecting with the State Department, and where was there the biggest disconnect?
Sure. I mean, connecting-wise, I think over the last few years, you've seen through the Arab Spring and other efforts that young people have decided that they want their voice heard in a much larger way. They want to have a seat at the political table. They want more economic opportunity. They want that sense of dignity to take root. They want a more of a responsive government. And I think the proliferation and fluency of new technologies, the ability to engage across borders with folks both within a country and, across countries, has created this these networks that are made up and led by young people who are really trying to affect positive change in their respective countries. So I think that there's a lot that the U.S. has to offer from being really one of the leaders in the new technology space, through entrepreneurship activities, through providing activism and voice, public voice types of training. So a whole slew of opportunities to engage.
We're speaking with Andrew Rabins, Special Advisor for Youth Engagement in the Bureau of Near East Affairs at the State Department. So what has this effort made your life like? You must travel there a lot, and you have to relate to people that, judging from your age and the age of the people you're dealing with, are peers in some respects.
No, that's been the most exciting and rewarding part of the job so far, has been the chance to get out to the region, get out to a number of the countries in the Middle East, North Africa, and also to meet young people, young leaders when they come to Washington, D.C. or the U.S. on a variety of programs, and really to be inspired, frankly, from the work that they're doing under incredible conditions in many of these countries, and really get a sense of the efforts that are taking place around the region to build both personal and professional connections with many of these young political, economic, social leaders around the region, and also to introduce them to American counterparts and to let them see American democracy in practice, let them meet other fabulous young leaders and older leaders at the State Department and elsewhere in Washington, D.C., at different organizations, and to try to build some of those cross-border border bonds.
And as far as I understand, I mean, you're talking to people in really in countries that are at such a critical peak, Syria, Egypt, and of course the Palestinian territories, Iran, Israel, they always seem to be at that peak themselves. What would you say is the State Department's biggest challenge in reaching out to young people in these areas?
That's a good point. I think one of the biggest challenges and one of the real positive pieces of this Active Citizen Summit that we ran in this past October in a collaborative State Department effort is that a lot of, frankly, foreign governments won't talk to each other right now for a variety of reasons, but young people seem much more willing and much more able to at least hear one another out, to engage with one another, to try to at least develop relationships that can potentially break down some of those preconceived notions, some of those misperceptions that might frame a lot of the initial relationships. So getting folks together, getting your Iranians, your Saudis, your Israelis, your Palestinians, your Syrians, your Lebanese, you name it, in one place where they can start to see one another as people and see that a lot of the challenges they have in terms of getting their voice out to a larger audience are very similar. And then you start to build, hopefully, some of those relationships that can then be a force for political change and for new political relationships down the road.
And can you think of one where perhaps you looked into their eyes and saw an aha when they started to get how the American civil society system really works?
Yeah, there was a great, at the end of our Active Citizen Summit, one of our Syrian delegates had talked to the larger group as we were debriefing from the event and said that she was moved and surprised by the fact that we had a number of the participants go and actually have a chance to engage in externships with local and national political campaigns to get a sense of what American democracy was like. And she said that through those experiences of understanding that process, having breakfast with one another, walking the streets, spending some real quality time with one another, she saw that a lot of her preconceived notions of who Israelis were, who Palestinians were, who some of these regional players were, to be much different than she initially had thought.
Andrew Rabins is Special Advisor for Youth Engagement at the State Department's Bureau of Near East Affairs and a nominee for a Service to America Medal. Thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely.